Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. This is the last Mishnah that's going to be off the topic of Masechta Shabbos, and it's following the pattern of Minayim. One of these is going to have to deal with Shabbos, and that's why this is here, and according to Rashi, that's why all of them were here. So the Mishnah starts off. Minayim lepaletes shechva zera b'yom ha-shlishi shehi tmeya. How do we know that if a woman has relations, and then it takes 3 days for the zera to leave her body, so how do we know that she's tameya all the time that it's leaving her body, even for 3 days? She'll be tameya for 3 days. A man that has relations, a man that has shechva zera, he's only tameya for 1 day, like a valkyrie it's called. But how do we know the woman has a more severe tuma, and she remains tameya for 3 days? Even 3 days later, she's still tameya. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers, Shenamar, because it says, Hayunachonim l'shloshes yamim, that the Bnei Yisrael were told at Har Sinai to prepare for 3 days. So Tosfos says, even though the Torah was not given yet, and there was no issue of Tum and Tahiri yet, still, obviously, Hashem was machbir on what was going to be the case. So Hashem wanted everybody to be Tahorah, He wanted everyone to be Tahor for Kabbalah Satorah, so He told everybody to wait 3 days, so that any woman who had relations would become pure by the time of the Kabbalah Satorah. It's interesting that the whole waiting period was only for the women. The men don't have to wait so long. The men only have to wait 1 day. And Tosfos says, if anybody had a different kind of tumah, you don't see any mazav or mitzora or yoledes, bolinida, any of these kinds of people didn't have to wait. They weren't waiting for them. So Tosfos says, he reminds us of the Gemara that we had in Brachos, that this kind of tumah is different because this is the tumah that has to deal with Kalas Rosh. Because to deal with Kalas Rosh, Hashem was more makbid. So how do you know that it takes 3 days? Because the Pasuk says that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael, prepare for 3 days. What's the preparing? Because anyone who had relations has to wait 3 days before they're going to become tar. Menayin shemarchitzin es hamila b'yom ha-shlishi. How do we know that if the third day after a bris mila falls out on Shabbos, that we can wash the baby in hot water, and we can even warm the water up for the baby? Shenemar, because it says v'yihi b'yom ha-shlishi v'yosam kovim. When Shimon and Levi killed out the city of Shechem, they did it on the third day, when the townspeople were particularly weak. So you see that on the third day, so all the Mepharshim point out, certainly if the baby's a safek, sakanas, nefashos, if you don't take care of it, it might die. But the Mishnah's not talking about a case like that. You don't need a Mishnah for that. But even if there's no safek, sakana, and the baby might appear to be fine, but you even can be mechal Shabbos for the baby for the hot water issue, because we learned out from the pasuk that on the third day there's a particular danger. Even if you don't know about this baby being in danger, but there is such a danger out there. So machlokes, whether or not the third day is bad, but the first two are not, or if the third day is no good, certainly the first two. How can the third day be worse than the first two? So the Ran says, because it's not that it's worse, it's that it builds up. In other words, the healing doesn't begin yet. So you have the pain of the first day, the pain of the second on top of that, and then the third day you have both pains on top of all that. So it's not that it's some kind of mystical thing about the third day. It's not what it is. It's a practical issue that on the third day you have the pain of the first 2 days, the healing hasn't really begun yet, so he's in the most pain. So he's the most susceptible to danger. So therefore, certainly the first 2 days, no difference. And some say, no, that's be the third day. What? Yeah. Why? I hear you. Okay, we're gonna have the Gemara. The first thing the Gemara is gonna raise is that the ratio and the sefer don't match. Next, Menayin Shekashrin Lashon Shel Zahoris Barosh Tzeir HaMishtaleach. How do we know that we used to tie a red string between the horns of the Tzeir HaMishtaleach? Originally, they would tie one half of the string on the horns of the seir that they would throw overboard, over the cliff, and they would tie the other half by the heichal. and if it would turn white, they would know that they were forgiven, the Bnei Yisrael, and if it didn't turn white, they knew they weren't forgiven. So after a while, they stopped that practice, because when it didn't turn white by the Heichal, everybody got all upset. They all felt bad, they weren't forgiven. So then what they did was, they took the other half of the string, and they would put it by the rock, where they would throw the ear over the cliff, so nobody saw, except for the people that were there. So didn't make everybody all depressed, it wasn't such a terrible, nobody saw it, because nobody was there. How do you know? One second. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Im yihyu chateichem kishonim, if your sins will be like red, kishelag yalbinu, I'll make them like white." So you see over here that this is the remez to the string turning white. Right? You have a red, your sins are like red, and it's going to turn white. But the left half of the pasuk says, "Im yadimu kitola, if they're going to be red like red dye, then katsemer yihyu, then they're going to become white like wool, which is an inferior color white. Snow is very beautifully white. Wool has a little impurities in it. It's not as white. So what's the pasuk saying? So Mefarshim, it's like Kippur Torah, that dye is not just something that is red. If it's red, something red, so I'll make it into snow. I'll make it white. But dye can make other things red too. So the pasuk is alluding to if you're bad. But you're also a masist. You also get other people to do bad, right? You're like a dye. You transmit the red, the sins to other people. Then you're in a worse state. Then you're only going to have a lower level of tahira. You're going to have like wool, which is not as white as snow. Okay, Menayin Lasicha Shehikishtiya B'Yom HaKippurim. How do we know that anointing yourself is like just like drinking on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara, even though it's not really true, because most hold that there's no kares by anointing, because the only kares you have is by eating and drinking. Most hold that way. And the other inuyim of Yom Kippur, anointing, takas shamita, wearing leather, that all is not kares. It's an aveira. It might not even be daraisa. It might only be darabanan. But the Mishnah wants to know. But how do you know that there's even a connection at all? Even if the onish might not be the same. We don't have a specific proof to this. We do have a zecha. We do have a smach shenemar, because it says, "Vatovo kamayim bekirbo," right? The water came in the insides. "V'keshemen ba'atzmosav," and the shemen on his bones. So you see here that this pasuk is comparing anointing to drinking. Yeah, is that true?
Client.
That was a machlokas, right. Right, only Rashi said it was Rabbanon. Everyone argued on him. Well, most of what we did was Tumah, except for the Aruga. It was all Tumah stuff. The boat.
Right. It was all Tumah to Rabbanon.
Right. Right. I hear you.
I don't
know about the boat either. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows: Reisha de lo kirbalaza ben Azaria, seifa kirbalaza ben Azaria. The first part of the Mishnah goes like, cannot be kirbalaza ben Azaria, and the second one, the one about the Mila, that has to be kirbalaza ben Azaria. The first half cannot be kirbalaza ben Azaria. Why not? The e kirbalaza ben Azaria. If it would be kirbalaza ben Azaria, tahara shma anale. We heard that he said that on the third day already, a woman would be tahara from shikva zera. Because he has a different understanding of how long the Shekhar Zerah remains in the body, or if it remains in the body, how long it's viable in the body. The whole discussion is going to be whether or not the Zerah is ru'uya to have children. How long does it take for the Zerah to become putrid that you can no longer have children? So he holds that by the third day already, it's okay. So according to him, all you have to do is stop having relations Thursday night before it gets dark, 1 minute before it gets dark. The Thursday's going to count, Friday's going to count, and by Shabbos you're okay. Because Shabbos morning already is day number three. That's a very makel shita. That's what he holds. We've already held that. Our Mishnah says on the third day is still Tameah. So that can't be him. And we know that Rachel goes to Isaiah, right? Right? And we know that the Rashi reminds us that later on we're going to have a machlokes about washing water for the baby, and the Rebbe Ben Azariah is going to say it's okay, and the Rabbanan are going to be more machmer over there. And the Kuf Lamed something. The Rabbanan are going to be more machmer over there. So the Mishnah cannot be like Rebbe Ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, Man delo moki kitanoi, which Rashi says here that there's two approaches. Whenever you have a Mishnah, and it's an anonymous Mishnah like this one, and the Mishnah says two statements, which can't be like the same person. So there's two approaches. Either you could change a word in the Mishnah, or you could say that one, two different Tanayim. So there were two approaches how to go about it. One said, I don't want to ever say that it's two different Tanayim in one Mishnah. It's a very big dochak to say that. I'd much prefer to amend the Mishnah to make it make sense. And others had the approach, no, I want you to amend the Mishnah. He compiled it this way. It must be, for whatever reason, Rabbi had in mind that there's two different people saying two different statements. So there's two approaches. So the Gemara is going to say, according to both approaches, Man delo moki kitanoi, the one who did not want to go down that road of saying it's two different tanoim, Tana resha tahora, change the top line of the Mishnah and say that if a woman has the relation, shehi tahora. How do you know that by the third day it's tahora? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umoki lo lakula ker Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then the whole thing will be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Makes perfect sense. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's tahora, and he says it for the milah, that the third day falls out on a Shabbos, you can warm up hot water for the baby. Uman demoki kitanoi, and the one who holds that no would rather say that it's two different tanoim in the same Mishnah. Reisha Rabbanon, the Reisha is going to be the opinion of the Rabbanon, which is really Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Sefer is going to be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rashi says that that the person that would have rather said that it was different Tanoim was Rabbi Yochanan, and he once said in Masechtas Baba Metzia that if anybody could find out for me how to reconcile this Braisa, this Mishnah, without resorting to saying that it's two different Tanoim, I will do their laundry. Because he was so hoping that could be found out. And even still, he could not consent because it didn't fit. In other words, he wasn't going to force the issue. But he was hoping that would be the correct way to try to figure out the Gemara. Okay. So now we're going to have four shitos. We're going to have four shitos in this issue of when a woman has relations with a man, how long does it take her to become tahora?
Are there other ways you could resolve it?
No, we're going to get to all those issues, Mr. Kulo, and we're going to get to all that. The problem is that it says it can't fit in with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because his sheet is very clear, and the mission just can't fit. It's either you change the word.
The entire third day.
No, because he's going to hold, it doesn't have to be three full days. We said Thursday night, Friday, and it's like one day really. But since it's three calendar days, that's the machlokas is going to be. Is it three calendar days or is it three onos? Three 12-hour periods. Or four 12-hour periods. Or more than that. So it can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's either you say that it changed the word to say tahora, or it can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. Poletes shikva zera b'yom ha-shlishi tahora. This is a braisa that by the third day already, she's going to be tahora. Dei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? He patterns it on the Matan Torah, and it's three calendar days because it said be ready on the third day. So according to him, we're going to have now in a few minutes. According to him, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon could be the last time that they could have had relations. Then this Thursday counts as one day, even though it's part of a day. Friday counts as one, and Shabbos counts as a third. So Shabbos morning, they're ready for Kabbalat Torah. Rabbi Shmuel says. Pa'amim shehein dalid, pa'amim shehein hey dalid onos, pa'amim shehein hey onos, pa'amim shehein vav onos. Sometimes it could be four, sometimes it could be five, sometimes it could be six onos. Ono is a 12-hour period. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's one day more machmir than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So according to him, the relations had to stop Wednesday night. Because according to him, the 3 days have to be three full days. So you have Thursday, the whole day Thursday, because it's stopping Wednesday night. So it's Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos is the third day.
Is this the next Machlokes
Yes, we're going to get to that. This whole Gemara is going to boil down to when was the Torah given, when was Rosh Chodesh that year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because the Pesukim there are very vague, right? When they got to we're going to get to all that. This is the next 4 days. All that's going to be dealt with in the next 4 days. So Rabbi Elizabeth and Rabbi Yishmael hold that it's 3 full days. It's an extra. He's just more machmir than Rabbi Elizabeth and Azariah. So So what does it mean dalet onos? If she stopped right before Wednesday night, so then you have Thursday day, Thursday night, and Friday by day. And then Friday night they're ready to go to the mikvah. Shabbos morning they're ready to get kabbalas haTorah. That could be 4 onos. Pa'amim chain, hey onos. It could be 5 onos. How could it be 5 onos if they stopped having relations Wednesday morning? So then you have the whole Wednesday. And pa'amim chain vav onos. And it's possible to have 6 onos. It's possible to have 6 onos. How? If they stopped Tuesday night. So so Tosfos asked, why did Israel Bishmol said in such a funny way? Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah not said that way. It could be 2, it could be 3. He says 3 days. The question is that they're arguing on what it means 3 days. Is it a full day, the third day, or not? So why does it say it in such a funny way for Rabbi Shmuel? So Tosfos answers because in 2 seconds we're going to have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva does not hold of calendar days at all. He only holds of onos. And he's going to hold, you have to have 5 onos. So and Tosfos points out that Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree with Rabbi Akiva when they were told to stop having relations, because that's a machlokas. So since Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree with Rabbi Akiva, the Brisa, he goes out of his way to use the same lashon as Rabbi Akiva to tell Rabbi Akiva, I disagree with you. Because look at the next line. Rabbi Akiva omer l'olam hey. It's always 5 onos. So Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Akiva, I agree with you that when Kabbalah's Torah was. I agree with you when Rosh Chodesh was. I agree with you when they were given the commandment not to have relations anymore. But I disagree with you about the hey. Because it could be 4, it could be 5, it could be 6. So he argues on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it goes by onos. Everyone else holds it goes by calendar days. So he went out of his way to say the lashon of onos to specifically say, Rabbi Akiva, I argue with you. And Enoch Hanami, you could have said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he doesn't hold it was the same day as then anyway. So there was no reason to go out of his way to say that, because he argues on them in more points. Fine. And Rabbi Akiva has one more thing to say. He says, Im yatsis mixas ona rishona. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they have to stop Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday's 1 ona. Wednesday night's the 2nd ona. Thursday's the 3rd ona. Thursday night's the 4th. And Friday day's the 5th. And then Friday night they're done, and they go to the mikvah, and the Shabbos morning they're ready to have Kabbalah Satara. So the Gemara is going to ask, so why could they have Kabbalah Satara Friday night? So we're ready then too. The Gemara is going to ask that question on the base. In Yatsus are mixed as owner Rishona. No, it's not mixed as owner Shishis. If, let's say, they stopped Wednesday 3 hours into the day. So fine, so on the back end, he'll give you wait three more hours. It's not Meduyak exactly the time. If you went a little late on Wednesday, so he'll give you more time on Shabbos morning. That's all he's saying over there. Because on Amud Beis, they're going to have, no, it has to be Shlemos. There's another fifth opinion that's going to say Vav Onos, and it has to be Shlemos. So all Rabbi Akiva is telling you is, they don't have to be Shlemos. I don't care how you get as long as it's really 60 hours. It's 12 times 5 is 60 hours. I don't care how you get the 60 hours, it's got to be 60 hours. Fine. Amur Rabbanan Kamedur of Papa. V'remulei of Papa L'Rava. Bishloma, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so before we say the Bishloma, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi when Matan Torah happened. And when they were given the tzivui about not having tashmish, when they were given the tzivui about not coming close to the mountain, when they were told the Atem Kedoshim Tiyuli, the Yisim Lisigula, right? There's a machlokes about when all that happened. Each one's a day off from the other one. So according to the Rabbanon, who hold that on the Thursday, they were told, Thursday morning, they were told, now no more relations, because by Shabbat you got to be ready. So, Bishlomo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ki Rabbanan. It makes sense, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could fit into the Rabbanan. Da Amar Husay, Behei Avid Prisha. On Thursday, the Bnei Yisrael were told, no more relations. Because he holds, you only have to have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos morning, they're fine. So they're going to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah, Friday, Shabbos morning. Rabbi Shmuel saw Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel can hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says that the Dalet Avid Prisha. On Wednesday they were told to stop having relations. So if they were told on Wednesday, that fits into his sheet perfect. Because he held that by Wednesday night they had to stop. So that's great. That fits in great by him. Not that they had to stop. He held that they need Wednesday night to stop so that she'll be ready by Shabbos morning. So that fits in. He could hold like that. No problems. El Rabbi Akiva, come on. Who's Rabbi Akiva hold like? He held that it wasn't calendar days, it was Onos. So Rashi says, the Torah didn't talk in Onos. The Torah only spoke in calendar days. So who's he going to hold like? Because Rabbi Shmuel went by calendar days. So according to Rabbi Shmuel,
he said Onos to be in the calendar days?
Exactly. The only reason he said Onos, Tosfos said, was to say, I don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. He used the lashon of Onos, but he meant calendar days. The only reason he said Onos was to say, Rabbi Akiva, I don't hold like you. You say five, I can take it. It can even be four and six. That's why he used the lashon of Onos.
It does come out to five Onos.
It could be six. It could be six. It could be four. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who held it had to be five, so then when was they given the tzivui? He doesn't have a makar. So the Gemara answer is no, la'olam ki Rabbi Yossi. He'll hold like Rabbi Yossi as well, that it was on Wednesday. Right? Ki the Amr of Adar Bar Ava. And you have to say like of Adar Bar Ava, which not everyone agrees to. Which is what? That Moshe b'hashkama Allah or b'hashkama Yarad. Whenever Moshe went up to the mountain, some say it only means during this week. He went up every day. Only during this week. This Hekesh is going to apply only this week. That whenever he went up in the Hashkam in the morning. Whenever he went down, it was also in the morning. Okay? So, Bahashkama Allah, how do we know he went up in the morning? That's the pasuk. It says, Vayashki Moshe Baboker. Moshe got up in the morning. Vayala Har Sinai, he went up to Har Sinai. Bahashkama Yarad Diksiv, how do we know that he went down? It was also in the mornings. Because it says, Lech Reid Valisa Atav Aaron Imach. There's a pasuk over there by going down. Makish Yerida La'aliyah. Ma Aliyah Bahashkama, Af Yerida Bahashkama. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that it was always in the morning, Mistama the Tzivui had to be in the morning, because Moshe would not delay giving over a Tzivui, so it had to be that on Wednesday morning, when Moshe came down from the mountain in the morning, he told them the mitzvah of having Prisha, not having relations anymore. So it had to be that was Wednesday morning, and that fits in perfectly to him. So Wednesday morning, so you have the owner of Wednesday, the owner of Wednesday night, the owner of Thursday, the owner of Thursday night, the owner of Friday. Friday night they went to the mikvah and everyone's ready. So Rabbi Akiva says, since the pasuk goes out of its way to tell me that it was always baboker, it must have been that the tzivur was daska baboker, and I get my five onus. Okay?
What
does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was any time on Wednesday, exactly. It doesn't have to be daska. It could be any time on Wednesday, exactly. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it don't have to be daska. And according to them, it could have been any time on Thursday. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Rabbana, it could have been any time on Thursday. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, why did it have to be daska on Wednesday morning? Lomalei lememra lahu. Why was Moshe telling them on a Wednesday morning, everybody, stop having relations with your wives? For Amr Rav Huna says, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, the Bnei Yisrael are holy people. The Ein Mishamshim Mitosein B'yom. They don't generally have relations by day. It's frowned upon. Rashi says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, that it's the way of Maves, it's a breach of Snias. So what is to tell them for? Then they weren't doing it anyway. Yisrael Kedoshim. So the Gemara answers, Ha'amar Rava, Im Ha'ya Beis Afel Mutter. First of all, if the house is dark, it's Mutter. It might not be recommended, but it's still Mutter. And second of all, Amar Rav Yitam Rav Papa, Talmud Chacham Ma'apil Batalisa Umotar. The Talmud Chacham can certainly cover himself with a talis, meaning make it dark, and then it'll be mutter. So even though it might not be the optimum, it's still mutter. So Moshe was telling them, okay, it's time to stop. That's why it was Wednesday morning. So now the Gemara asks, Vaha Tavule Yom Ninhu. If everybody went to the mikvah on Friday night, then everybody was really a tevul yom. A tevul yom is somebody that got tamei, went to the mikvah, and they're waiting for Harav Shemesh. They're waiting for the sun to set. And their complete tumah is not going to take effect until the sun sets. So Rashi explains, they're not really a tevul yom because they weren't really tamei. There was no. It's just patterned after the general tumah. It's patterned after that. There's no kudshim. Right, the only reason that a tefillah can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, can't touch kachim, none of that applied. But again, it's patterned after the whole issue of, as Tosfos said on Amud Aleph, there was no Tumen Taira yet. So what's Hashem being makbid for? Hashem was being makbid because this was going to be the halacha. So when it came to Kabbalah Torah, Hashem wanted it to be just right. Everyone should be in a state of Tahira. So the Gemara is saying now, if everybody went to the mikvah Wednesday night, Friday night, what would happen? So everybody went to the mikvah Friday night. So everybody's not really fully Tahira until Saturday night. Because since they went at night, they have to wait until the next Tehar of Shemesh. Right? So everybody was a Tful Yom? Is that what you're telling me? So the Gemara says, yes. Abaya bar Ravin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, the Amri Tarvayhu, Nitna Torah l'Tful Yom. The Torah was given to Tful Yoms. So the Gemara says, could that be true? Yashiv Marem, Rav Kamala, Laha Shmaita, Amalei Ravin, L'Ramemar, Nitna Kamarta? Was it actually given to Tful Yom? Oh, Ru'uya Kamarta. Or no, it could have been given to people that are Tful Yoms. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ru'uya Kamina. I only meant that it could have been given to Tful Yoms. What does that mean? That means nobody went to the mikvah Friday night. Everybody went to the mikvah Friday afternoon. There was still time where if the Shif HaZer would have been pulled from the body, they would have become Tameh because it's still viable. They would have had to go to the mikvah again. So the Gemara is saying, Rashi explains, but it didn't happen. Everybody went to the mikvah Friday afternoon. Everybody was in a potential situation where they could have been having to go to the mikvah a second time, but it didn't happen to anybody. So they could have been Tful Yoms, because Friday night they could have had to go, but it didn't happen to anybody. So everybody went Friday afternoon, and by Friday night everybody was done. So everybody Shabbos morning, everybody was certainly ready. It could have happened that a woman would have had a re'iyah Friday afternoon, and she couldn't have gone. She would have to go Friday night, and then she would have been a Tful Yom for Kabbalah Satorah, but it didn't happen to anybody. It didn't happen. So therefore, Shabbos morning, everybody was ready. The Eben Ezra says over here that it didn't happen because everybody stayed up the whole night. And everybody stayed up the whole night to make sure that nobody would have any re'iyah of Zera, women wouldn't be pulled to Shech Zera, nobody should have a problem. We all know the famous Medrash that they overslept. Right? So basically, the Machlok is a Medrash and what went on. And the Eben Ezra holds that they were all like Kahanim Gedolim on Yom Kippur night. Just like Kahanim Gedolim on Yom Kippur night stayed up the whole night, so too the Bnei Yisrael stayed up the whole night. This is an unpopular Medrash because we all stay up on Shavuos night specifically because to counter the fact that they overslept. What? Right, for either way. So we're staying up to copy the fact that they stayed up. So either way, we're staying up. But this is the less popular Medrash that they stayed up all night. Like this is an Eben Ezra. I'm sure he has a makar for it. They stayed up the whole night to watch themselves, just like the Kohen Gadol. Fine. So the Gemara asks, V'litvalu... What about the women? Right.
So how did that all stand up?
About something that well, the men didn't want it. Well, no, because if the men would have had a... Or if a man would have been about carry that night... We're talking about the women, but what about the men, too? We said that the women... It takes them 3 days. It didn't take the men 3 days. It takes the men 1 day. So the whole 3-day waiting period was for the women. Very interesting. The whole 3 days was only for waiting for women. Men didn't have to wait. The men just wait. It takes 1 day. No, but what if Friday night a man would have had a re'iyah carry? Then his going to the mikvah Friday afternoon was bottled. So they stayed up all night to make sure that wouldn't happen. Like the Kohen Gadol stayed up all night for that reason. So the Gemara is going to ask that. So they could have gone to the mikvah Shabbos morning. The Gemara is going to ask that. So the Gemara, before the Gemara asked that question, the Gemara asked another question. So v'lud v'lu b'ani shimshi, they could have gone to the mikvah b'ani shimashos on Friday afternoon. Rashi says that whenever we say b'ani shimashos without specifying what day, it's always Friday. Because that has the most halachic ramifications of any day of the week. So they could have gone to the mikvah Friday afternoon for the Kabbalah Torah b'ani shimshi. And they could have gotten the Torah right then Friday night. Why does Hashem have to wait till Shabbos morning? Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yitzchak, lo mirosh b'seis ha-dabarti. Hashem didn't give it in secret. Matan Torah was happening in full daylight. It wasn't doing something in the middle of the night, no one could see. Broad daylight, the whole world could know about it. Right? Some say so that the Goyim shouldn't have a taina. Oh, you gave it in the middle of the night. If you give it in the broad daylight, I would have been there too to accept it. Right? So Hashem said, okay, I'll give it in broad daylight, see who comes. So the Gemara says, "V'litvelu b'tzafra the Shabbata." So let them have gone to the mikvah Shabbos morning. V'lekavlu Torah b'tzafra b'Shabbata, and they could have accepted the Torah Shabbos morning. Why did everyone have to go to the mikvah Friday night? So the Gemara answers, "Amar of Yitzchak, shlo yehei halolu holchin lekavlu Torah for halolu holchin litzvila." Hashem didn't want a situation where not everyone's ready at the same time. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the mikvah. Oh, I'm going to the Kabbalah Torah. Right? Hashem didn't want a situation like that. Hashem wanted everybody to be ready and to go to Kabbalah Torah at the same exact time, and not that people have to straggle and first go to the mikvah. Fine. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. This is the shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Abba Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say a different shita, Sheish Onos Shlemos Be'inon, that we need six complete Onos. Six complete. Unlike we said before, Akiva held five, and it didn't even have to be complete. He gave you leg room. They say, no, it has to be six. Incidentally, this whole Gemara is the Makar of a woman waiting 5 days before she counts her Zayin Nikiyim. Because you see from over here that Sheikh Vazera is viable for 3 days, so she can't even start counting her Shiva Nikiyim, because we Choshesh, that since the Sheikh Vazera is being emitted, it could cover up any dam, and she's not going to be able to see if she's really Naki yet, Nikiyah yet. So she has to wait first 5 days before she can even start counting the 7 days. Why five? Basically, it's because of Bein HaShemashas. What if the relations are right before Bein? So because of the Bein HaShemashas problems, we add on extra day in the front and the back. And we're being more machmer that it's 3 full days. That's where the 5 days comes from. Fine. Now, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Machlokes, this whole Machlokes about how long it takes for Sheikh Vazera to become spoiled, is Shepirsha min ha'isha. That's if it left a woman's body. Aval Pirsha min ha'ish, but if it leaves a man's body, Tameya, there is a Tumah of Keri, it's Tameya, Kolzman shehi lecha. As long as it's still moist, even if it's 25 days, as long as it's still moist, it's going to be make a tumah. As long, no matter how long it lasts, Rashi is even la'olam, even forever. As long as it never dries, a woman. But from a woman, no. When we say three, whatever, however many days it is, but it has an end point. But by a man, there's no end point. The only question is when it dries up. So the Gemara asks, "Must have Rav Sheshes?" We have a pasuk that says, "V'chol beged v'chol or." Ashayi Yalov Sheikh Vazera. Right? It has to have Sheikh Vazera on it, and there's a Tumah called Tumah Sheikh Vazera. Prat, but that excludes Sheikh Vazera Shehi Srucha. Sheikh Vazera that is putrid, that spoils. Even if it's wet, it's still moist. It can be putrid or moist, not a stira. So isn't this a stira on what we just said before? My lav Shepir Shemin Ha'ish. Doesn't that mean that it came out of a man, and therefore it's gonna the determining factor should not be moistness; it should be spoilation. So the Gemara says, "No, lav, no, lo, shepir shemin isha." That bryce is talking about where it left a woman's body, and when it leaves a woman's body, we said before the end point is when it's no longer viable. Now, Bayer of Papa asks a very, very unusual question. Well, the first half is not so unusual. The second half is going to be very unusual. But Papa asks as follows: Sheikh Vazera shall Yisrael v'mekusis mahu. If a Jew's Sheikh Vazera is inside a goy, so how is it in there? Had relations with a goy, right? How else did it get in there? And Rashi points out it has to be a Jew because the Gemara says that a goy's zera has no tumah. There's no tumah of zera by a goy, so it has to be a Jew's. So a Jew's zera is inside a woman, is inside a goy. Mahu, what's the halacha? What's the question? The question is, are goyim and Jews different? So here's what the Gemara says. Yisrael, you have Jewish women, the daigi b'mitzvos, they're worried about their performing mitzvos, and then all the mafarshim say, even though this is before Matan Torah, they were still anxious about getting mitzvos. So that women that are daigi in mitzvos, chavil gufayhu, their bodies are very hot. And therefore, the bodies are very hot. There's heat generated by their excitement. That's why the time frame that we have said for Sheikh Vazera applies only to Jewish women. Akum, but Goyim, Delo Daigi b'mitzvos, they are not so, they don't do any mitzvos. So Zion mitzvos. So they're not so excited about mitzvos. So lo, their bodies are not as warm as women's, as Jewish women, and therefore the time frame for when Shechva Zera would be putrid is different. Oh, Dilmor, maybe. Kivan the Achel and Shkatzim v'ramasim, since they don't eat kosher, they eat all these things that Jews don't aren't allowed to eat. Chavol Gufayir, their bodies are just as warm. Okay? Based on this Gemara, the Chassam Sofer said, it's a famous Chassam Sofer, controversial, regarding Hilchas Nida, that men and women are Jews and Goyim are different. You see from here, the Gemara is entertaining the fact that it could be different bodies, different physiology. So what a doctor would say for one guy is not necessarily true for a Jew. Okay, I'm not going to go into further about that. V'intim t'loma. And if you want to say, kibbe d'achli shkatzim v'ramasim chavol gufayhu, that since they eat shkatzim and ramasim, so goyim have the same body temperature as Jews, and therefore it's the same issue, same thing, if you want to say that, b'mei behema mahu. What's going to be the halacha if there's zera inside an animal? How does zera get in there? In a relation to an animal? Is that the question? So the Gemara is going to say, mahu, isha de isle prosdor. A woman has a uterus. So Rashi explains there's no air going in. So misrachas. Since there's no air, it'll putrefy faster. Aval behema, but a behema, the lesle prosdor. Rashi says there's some opening over there, so there's more air going in by an animal. Low, so it's not going to be as the same din won't apply because it's not going to be putrid at the same rate. Or dil maloshna, maybe there's no difference. Teku. Very difficult question.
Why haven't you even have any question about this? Jews have a thing to tell me, Graham, do not. Why does it have to
be? No. Because it's the Jews zera. So if the Jews zera comes out of a woman and someone touches that, is there tumor or not? That's the question. That's a stomach question. So if the Jew's zera comes out of an animal, how long does that take for that zera to become bottle? Right? We said 5 days is certainly bottle, point to everybody. So 3 days, onos, whatever, the whole gemara, how long it takes? It's a very halacha l'maaseh question. It's a question of the stomach. It's a very strange question. Yeah? They asked that question. The answer is last week's parsha, even though the Unam Chuyav is mitzvos, last week's parsha says that Hashem put his name, Rashi's right, the Yud and the Hey in front of every single name. Nobody had a Rayas. Right? They were, every single family in Klai Yisrael was Kodesh. Right? That's exactly why.
No, right? What is the status of Jewish women in terms of the Zerabi Masriah before Matan Torah? Was it like the
Rayas that they were Jews?
So they were Jews.
No, I said the reason he gives is because they were doing mitzvos.
Right.
But
so
they
would
have to be
doing
mitzvos before
Matan Torah. So I said they were doing with the excitement, with the anticipation of getting mitzvos. That's what you have to say.
You also say from this.
What? But they had a couple of mitzvos. Right? But so did the God. They always had. Right. They had the same seven. They had seven. So they had what? Shabbos and Mila and right Paraduma. They had a few. Okay, keep it of A maybe. Right. But that wouldn't be the excitement that we're talking about. We're talking about the full excitement. Right.
Right.
Were Jews Jews before Matan Torah. Others say that this is discussion has nothing to do with before Matan Torah, and that don't bring me riots from Matan Torah because before Matan Torah the rules were different, and it's just the hechitzimsi of bringing up these questions. So since that was the question that someone that I saw yesterday that. But they could have had relations with Goyim because there was no Torah yet. But Arias they didn't do. Could have been there with the 49th level of Tumah, they did a lot of things, but not Arias. Hashem puts his name in front of every name, before and after, to let you know that.
But this is also relevant because before Matan Torah there was no Malach of Tumah Tahara anyway.
Right, so the Tosas brought that up. The Tosas said that Hashem was Makbid, that when Matan Torah happened, everybody should be like what the Torah would apply. That Hashem wanted everybody should be in a state of Tahira, just like the Torah would demand.
So on Matan Torah itself, right. Before that, there was no
right, but they're getting ready for Matan Torah. Right, so these questions are unrelated to that. You're right. Right, it's a hypothetical question. What would be the halacha happens to be in the context of before Matan Torah, not necessarily true.
But I've had a trouble. They gave a sequel if they added something to Shlosh Yamin.
Right.
So
Right. Hashem did tell the Bnei Israel, prepare for 3 days. Right. That we started off the Mishnah. What does that mean? That means don't have any more relations because I want you all to be Tahara.
The whole question here is if hypothetically that would be either a boy or a non-observant Jewish woman, would that also be 3 days?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, because a non-observant woman that does not die given mitzvahs?
Right.
I don't know.
When we did Sunday carrying brachos, was it shita that you can learn?
Right.
So how does he understand
We had no shita that you can learn.
The angel return of Kabbalah, you can't say clear flopper carry, but you are allowed to learn.
No. What he's saying is, what if a man had a Tumas Keri that Shabbos morning? So someone brings that up. I think Rashi says somewhere about, no, it's Tosfos. Tosfos says that Tumas Keri did not allow learning because it stems from Kalas Rosh. That's the top Tosfos in Amar Aleph says that. I don't know. Okay. It's Brachas Chav Beis. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu etzeres adibros liyisrael. On the sixth day, Vav Sivan, that's when the Bnei Israel got the Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Uno B'Shivabo was the seventh day. Omer Rava, the Kuli Alma B'Rosh Chodesh Asur L'Midbar Sinai. Everybody holds they got there on Rosh Chodesh. Ksiv Hacha B'Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. It says that on that day they came to Midbar Sinai. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by Parshas Rosh Chodesh, last week's Parsha, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. No, sorry, Parshas Bo, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Malahal Rosh Chodesh, Afkad Rosh Chodesh. Gzeir Shava, that they got there on Rosh Chodesh. Everyone agrees to that. Ukuli Alma B'Shabbos Nidin Torah Liyisrael. And everybody agrees that Kabbalah Satorah took place on a Shabbos. Ksiv Hacha, it says Nidin Torah Dibros, Zachor, Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadcho. Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there also, V'Yom HaMoshe Al'am, Zachor, Siyom HaZeh. Remember this day. Malahal and B'Itzum HaShal Yom. Just like, remember this day was said on that day. So too, Afkan B'Itzum HaShal Yom. So too, the Zohar Yom HaShabbos was said on Shabbos. Everyone agrees Kabbalah's Torah was said on Shabbos, and everybody agrees they got there on Rosh Chodesh. What's the machlokes? Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? B'kvi diyarcha, when was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Savar b'chad b'shabata, that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. So, b'chad b'shabata ikvi yarcha, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so therefore Kabbalah's Torah was on Shabbos. And ubechad b'shabata lo amar lahu v'lo midi. On Sunday, Hashem didn't say anything to them. Hashem let them rest. Mishum kol shod de'urcha, because they were tired from the journey. So Hashem didn't want to bother them with anything, so He let them live them alone. So Hashem has asked, "What do you mean they were tired from the journey?" It says the esa enchem al kanfei nesharim. What kind of tired? So Hashem's answer is, it's the famous story when Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And when Rish Lakish was in the river, and Rabbi Yochanan was made him into a Baal Tshuva on the spot, and he said, so jump out of the river, he said, I can't, because I'm weak. Why was he weak? Because he was weak because he accepted the old Torah. So the Bnei Israel got there, they already were in the parsha of accepting the old Torah, they were weak. Mitrei v'Shabbat on the second day, Amalahu, he told them, Atam Tiriyim, Meleches Kohanim, and he told them that whole parsha there of Meleches Kohanim. B'Tzlasa on the third day, Amalahu, he told them, Mitzvah is Hagbalah. The mitzvah of Hagbalah. Ba'arba on the fourth day, Avod Prisha. He told on Wednesday, he told them to be Poresh. No more relations with their wives. That's Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, no, but Trei B'Shabbat Ikbayacha. That Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. That Monday. So it's going to be 6 days later. So therefore the Torah was given on Vav, if Rosh Chodesh was a Monday. So b'treiv shabbat ikviyacha, b'treiv shabbat lo amal hovel amidi mishum chol shad orcha. Hashem didn't let them rest because they were tired from the journey. B'tzlasa on Tuesday amalahu, he told them b'atim tiyuli, that now you're going to be my nation. Barba on Wednesday amalahu mitzvah hagbala, he told them the mitzvah of hagbala. Behei on Thursday avod prisha, he told them the mitzvah of no longer having relations. That's the Rabbanon, and that was Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria in our Mishnah. Just one note. The Rashi points out that if you look at the Psukim, it seems that the mitzvah of Hagbalah was said after the mitzvah of Prisha. If you look at the Psukim, the Pashat Tzad of the Psukim. So Rashi says, no, there's a Pasuk before that where it says Vayaged, and he told them something, and we don't know what he told them. It must be he told them the mitzvah of Hagbalah. But in Parashat Yisro, Rashi says, what did he tell them? The Torah doesn't say that he told them back that Bnei Israel had complained, we want to hear Aseret HaDibros from Hashem, we don't want to hear from a Shliach. And Hashem said, oh, tell them that I agree with that. I'm asking to that. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's the same thing. Once they told them that, they told them, okay, so now start preparing and get ready for Har Sinai and go to the mitzvah of Hagbalah. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go more about the whole ma'isa of Ma'an Torah, Kabbalah Torah. It goes on for the next three daffin, and we'll get to that. And today's shiur was learned Ilanishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin HaKohen.